All right. Coming next to the stage, this is great. So this woman is the founder of the Lady Planeswalker Society, which is cool because the job I just quit. If you know the Lady Planeswalker Society, you probably heard of my previous employer past times. I'm going to say their name because there's no bad blood. I just needed a change. But no matter what, I can't escape Magic the Gathering. So with that said, let's please hear from Tifa Robles.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. So I was a little nervous tonight because I don't have a lot going on in my life besides raising my baby boy. I sell board games for a living, which is fun, but not really fun to talk about. So I'm actually going to be telling a poem, reading a poem that I wrote, and then telling a little bit of a short story as well. All right. Sleepless. Sleeplessness. Awake. Lying down, thoughts pouring out. Out loud in silence, in the dark. Feeling alone in the dark, even though I can hear the breaths from my family. Soft, comforting breaths, yet here I am awake. Days of sleepless nights, hoping my baby would finally fall asleep. Yet when he does, I cannot. Thoughts race in my head, the workday replays. All the things I must do and never have time to do. When we are children, we fight sleep. When we are young, we enjoy all-nighters, not needing sleep, somehow continuing onward to things more exciting than sleep. Now that I'm older, now that I'm a mother, I want to sleep and I am unable to find it. Insomnia. The cruel creature of the night, I fought with this beast most of my life. Listening to the TV coming in from the other side of the wall as a child, longing to be watching it instead of trying to fall asleep. The beast has followed me to today, crawling into my bed while the rest of the world slumbers. 9,125 days. That's the average amount of sleep each person gets in a lifetime. 1/3 of our lives in restful sleep. How much is dreaming? How much is fighting sleep? How much do we miss out on during those 8 hours I hope to fall under? So much wasted time. Oftentimes, my best sleep is during naps, on the weekend. The sun pouring into my window, onto my pillow. I finally get some rest. But I miss out on time with my family. My family, that I want every minute with, and it still wouldn't be enough. The days end quickly, and it's the same routine. Back to putting the baby to sleep. Back to try to sleep. To get that much-needed rest. I listen to the sweet sounds of baby sleep, like a lullaby in my tired ears. I finally enter sleep and fall into dreams. Dreams so real, I don't get any rest. Dreams more stressful than the stress of everyday life. Awaking to the cries of my son is better than most dreams. We snuggle up until he falls asleep, and I hope to join him. The best sleep of my life with my baby in my arms. Yet I wake with a painful neck or a crooked back. Back into his crib he goes. Back into sleep I fall. Back into dreamland. If I were awake, what dreams I could dream. Yet I need sleep and have no control over what I see, what I feel while dreaming. What is a dream? We dream while awake of what we could be, what we could do, if there was only more time, less time needed to sleep, to feel refreshed with less than 8 hours of rest. But good sleep feels so damn good. Morning always comes too soon. So to celebrate Mother's Day and stay in the theme of sleeplessness, I'm going to tell a story about a lullaby. When Xander, my little baby boy, was in my tummy, I would sing to him. I wanted to comfort him, and I wanted him to recognize my voice when he came into this world. So I would sing. Dragon tails and the water is wide. Pirates sail and lost boys fly. Fish by moonbeams every night. And I love you. In the blur that was the first couple of days in the hospital, I'd had a hard time expressing my emotion. After 46 hours of hard labor and a C-section, I couldn't cry. At one point, we set my phone near Xander and played the song. He looked around, searching for that familiar sound, and I started to sing. He looked at me with a gaze of pure love in the most beautiful eyes I'd ever been able to look into, and tears began to fall. He recognized my voice. So I sang on. The rocket racers all tuckered out. Superman's in pajamas on the couch. Good night, moon, we'll find the mouse. And I love you. To this day, I sing this song to Xander on nights when he's particularly wild to help him calm down. He smiles at me with giant brown eyes, full of love, and I'm the happiest I've ever been. I sing,
Godspeed, little man. Sweet dreams, little man. All my love will fly to you each night on angels' wings. Godspeed. Sweet dreams.
Sweet dreams, everyone.
Ali also is Mother's Day, so happy Mother's Day to everyone that is applicable to out there. Xander was in rapt attention when you were singing. Now, I hope you never share this recording with him because he will use that line about how you'd rather wake up to his crying to bribe you. I promise you he will. Remember that, Xander. It's